Now, as promised, I have the interview with Robin Stewart Clark, owner and creative publishing director of Bumble Books. As you may have heard on my show before, we have been reading some of the Bumble Book titles for all you listeners to enjoy. And back in February, we first caught up with Robin, and now he's here today to give us an update on the Buy One, Donate One literacy campaign and what Bumble Books have been up to in 2021. Welcome to the show, Robin. How are you today?
I'm very well, and thank you very much for the invitation. And hello, everyone.
For those listeners who may have missed your first interview, can you tell us what Bumble Books is about?
Bumble Books publishes children's books for early readers, picture books. And we sell these locally, and we also sell rights for these books internationally for translation. We have a literacy campaign in progress, which I think you'll probably be asking me about shortly. And that essentially is what Bumble Books does, yeah.
So what do you think about the partnership between RX Radio and Bumble Books?
I think it's brilliant because it gives me that extra exposure. Yeah. I would never have access to children in hospitals. Mm. And I think that children everywhere need every little bit of help they can get. Especially with our appalling literacy rates.
Yeah.
And that's why we do it. We do as much as we can with our outreach programs. And RX Radio is very much a part of that, and we're very grateful.
So last time our interview was done over Zoom. This time we are live in studio. What do you think about the RX Radio studio?
I've never been in a radio studio before. It is quite an experience with all the equipment and the microphones. But radio has always been close to my heart. I was brought up on radio. We didn't have television. So this is absolutely fascinating. And it gives me a chance to see you.
Yeah, it's been so different.
And to see Chris and everyone. And it's magic.
Yeah, I think the Zoom thing is just, I don't know. I mean, sometimes there's so many technical issues that can go wrong with Zoom. And
well, I think it's that lack of personal contact, you know, actually seeing someone and being able to interact with them. And of course, then, you know, if your signal drops with Zoom, suddenly someone freezes, you know, and you don't know what they're saying or what they're thinking, you know.
Can you please explain the Bumble Book Buy One, Donate One literacy campaign and how it has been going so far?
It's been a slow start because of COVID and the lockdown and only really being able for people to get back into shops, get back to business over the last few months. How it works is that for every book that we sell, we will donate one book, the same title, a copy of the same title or however many titles, sold to one of the literacy projects we support, like Read to Rise or Shine or Sunflower Early Learning Centres, Sisanda Foundation, disadvantaged and underserved libraries and schools.
Wow, that's amazing. So what would you say is one of your favourite Bumble Book titles?
It's so difficult because they're all like children when we make these books. I mean, obviously, the writers and the illustrators have made them into what they are, but then they become my adopted children in a kind of funny sort of way. I have a great love for them all. I just wish I'd started Bumble Books much earlier than I did. It's a very young company. But I suppose one of the one title that it really is probably the biggest surprise is I Am Alex. And that's Elena Agnello. And it's an extraordinary simple story about an eight-year-old child, a young girl, having a birthday party, and she's inviting all her friends to the party. And each friend comes from a different family, from a different racial group or religious group or whatever. And it is, I mean, I couldn't believe when I first got the manuscript that it hadn't been done before. And it's the most remarkable story of diversity. And I think it's something that was, for us anyway, was just at the right time.
Yeah, I would definitely really like to read that book. So what other updates does Bauma Books have for 2021?
Well, most of our efforts have been reopening after lockdown. And finding new ways of selling books, new ways of getting books to children, finding new markets. It's been a huge learning curve, and I think it's been very tough, not just for Bumble, but for many, many businesses and many people. A lot of businesses have had to shut down because they couldn't trade or for whatever reason. So it's kind of like a regeneration, if you like. And getting things started again, and it's hard work, but it's fun, and we have to do it. We have to reclaim where we were, you know.
And what would you say has been your personal highlight for the year?
Well, that's a leading question, but I suppose surviving COVID.
Yeah.
And doing an enormous amount of drawing. I love doing, and that's the background I come from, is creative side. So lockdown was not so bad for me, apart from the dreaded COVID. But that was soon over, and people again in far worse position than I was. I was very lucky.
And what are Bumble Books' plans for 2022?
That's a very good question. We've got four books in various stages of production. We've got Mr. Fitchelstein's Safari, which is Laurie Kitsubile and Elizabeth Pools. It's about an infant boy who goes on safari with all his toys around his house. It's, again, a very simple concept, but it's just the way it's handled and the adventure that they go on, and I think that is going to do really well. Then there's Janina Petrova's A Very Special Cake, which is about a very naughty monkey who, again, it's one of her, it's the third in the series of her Little Five books. The first was The Big Rescue, then there was A Cheeky Spider. Now we've got A Very Special Cake, and what happens is the meerkats move into the Little Five's little village, and the Little Five want to welcome them, so they are going to make a very special cake until Monkey gets involved. But I'm not going to say anymore.
Whoa, there's a plot twist.
Spoil it. Then we've got The Donkey Who Fooled the World, which is written by A.H. Benjamin. And it's illustrated by Audrey Hazer. A.H. Benjamin did, for Bumble, Elephants Don't Grow on Trees, and Audrey illustrated that. And essentially how that story came about was that I go up to Yersel Cheeseris, yeah, in McGregor, occasion for their book fair, annual sort of book fair, book sale, and all the proceeds from those books go to the donkeys, the donkey sanctuary. So I thought, well, it'd be quite fun to do a book about a donkey and then perhaps use the proceeds from those sales to help support these elderly retired donkeys, who are, some of them are over 40 years old. So I contacted Atia, that's A.H. Benjamin, and said, would you write something? And he said, well, I have something. And really, it's about a donkey who's living on a farm, and he's terribly unhappy. He's being bullied and teased by all the other animals. And one day he just decides, I've had enough. I'm going. I know that hill over there is so green. The pastures are going to be so wonderful. And I'm going to be able to be happy, and I'm going to have food and everything. And off he goes. But his adventures along the way change him from a donkey into something quite different. And he becomes very famous. I'm not going to say any more because it might spoil it. And then the last, the fourth book is Frederica, which is a book that I've done as a result of lockdown. And Frederica is she's a robot.
Wow.
And she lives in space on a planet, which is kind of like the reversal of Earth, planet Earth. And she's made out of space junk. you know, old coffee cans and bits of space shuttle and stuff. But she's very, very clever. And the world decides to kidnap her. But they don't bargain on just how clever Frederica is. And she escapes. And this is all about her escape. And what she was doing in space in the first place. So that's one to look out for. And I'm having such fun illustrating it and playing with it. Then other plans for 2022 is to find a partner who will take on Bumble Books to greater heights. I can't do this indefinitely. You know? That's something that I learned over the past 12 months. Life is short.
Yeah, so we've had a couple of teasers there. And then the last question, I usually ask all my guests this. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Wow. Look, I don't think we're ever going to get back, well, not quickly, back to where we were before COVID came. But if I had a superpower, I would really want to get some kind of normality. I would like people to be happy, children to be happy, not to be worried about these dreaded things, you know.
Yeah, that's an amazing superpower. and then is there anything else you'd like to add?
Get vaccinated because, you know, it doesn't hurt. And it's out there. And gosh, if it can save a life, then I think it's worth doing, you know. And, of course, read books.
Mm. Yes, obviously, definitely. there you have it. That was Robin Stewart-Clark.